heard by dancing in the news. In the bushes and flowers, just like straight from the shower.
Dancing in the nude, playing pinball in the nude, and sipping cocktails in the nude at the latest party of the Chicago Sun Club. That's the area's only nudist club, and when members get together, they let it all hang out. Why?
I'm a naturalist. I love the nature.
There's something about having the whole body exposed to the air that I enjoy. As you can see, I'm tanned all over, and except under my watch band, of course.
Unfortunately, here there's a limited amount of sun, so members of the Chicago Sun Club content themselves with winter activities like buff bowling, a sock hop, where, of course, socks are all they wear, and your basic Saturday night party, where in members' homes, everyone is asked to bring a towel to sit on for sanitation.
The big thing about nudism, of course, is the outdoors. These are just parties you go to put up with Chicago's winters. But the best part of nudism is in the summer months when it's warm and sunny.
Nearly all of the club members joined as a couple with spouse or close friend. And in most cases, it was the man's idea.
If you want to put it into vulgar words, he wants to see nude women, you know. So he goes to this thing, and he discovers it doesn't have near the excitement that he expected. But you find something else, a relaxation, a new style of life, a freedom.
That's what happened to Art, a 60-year-old from Arlington Heights, who had to talk his wife into going to their first nudist campground.
My wife said, fine, but I'm not going to take my clothes off. We went to a campground, and after about a half hour, wife said, everybody's looking at me. I feel very conspicuous with my clothes on. I better take them off. So she did and became one of the crowd, and we've been one of the crowd ever since.
And for Art and his wife, that's been 30 years of relaxation and fun as a nudist. But that's not to say fun as in hanky-panky.
We do not have sex parties. I mean, people do. I mean, let's face it, any whether nudist or non-nudist. But this group, at least, and nudism in general, is not sexual. It's human.
It's so human that nudists say they don't pay much attention to the state of fellow nudist bodies. All insist that's not why they joined the Chicago Sun Club.
We all like to look at the good-looking bodies, but we all accept each other and accept ourselves for what we are in terms of bodies. And the thing you look at most is the suntan.
Those who have bathing suit marks don't pass the test as true nudists. They'll pay for spending sunny days with clothes on by reaping the scorn of fellow club members. After all, there's no place in a nudist club for a clothes horse. Most members say an added benefit of being a nudist is getting away from those who believe clothes make the man.
Clothes set up a standard, you know. If a person is wearing a Brooks Brothers suit, you figure that they're some sort of professional making at least $35,000-$40,000 a year, you know. Those kind of barriers and those kind of preset ideas about what people are or how much money they make are broken down because people aren't wearing clothes.
And when the clothes are peeled away, nudists often find a different sort of person.
When you get together with people routinely who take their clothes off and feel comfortable nude as well as dressed, the parties where there's not nudity are a little stilted and a little stiff compared to the nude parties.
If all of that sounds good to you, you can contact the Chicago Sun Club in Chicago Heights to go swimming, partying, or dancing in the nude.
Dancing in the nude. In the bushes and flowers, just like straight from the shower, drying off in the light. Yes, let's go dancing in the nude for a couple of hours till the heavenly powers let us dance nude all night.